Blog Talk Radio.
You're my sunshine, you brighten my day. Cause you're all my soul fire, yeah.
See, I've been around the world, played a lot of games. It's been the depth of my heart, you the one to blame. I'm looking deep into your eyes, I can see the future. Ain't no me without you, and that's a damn truth. You got me pouring out my heart in this fucking booth. And you're just like candy with a sweet tooth. A little bit of you, just wonders for the soul. The better half of me, I never grow old.
You're my sunshine, you bright in my day. Cause you're all.
All right, everyone, you're listening to Show Talk with Angela Butler. Today, the interview is Ms. Rhonda Fraser. This is a follow-up interview to see how the case is going, Ms. Rhonda Fraser, and give you an update on what she's doing and what she, how she is fighting for justice for her, her deceased brother. How are you doing this afternoon, Ms. Fraser?
I'm good. Just trying to do the right thing and finding out more and more about different situations in the state of Alabama. Now, I heard that the chief of police, Chief Albert, is being, he's going to resign. So he's on the leader absence. They won't say why he's resigning or nothing like that. So he's been investigated and everything. And he was the man on my brother's case. He's the chief of police. When my brother died. So that should be in grounds for people to get their case back open up because they're not even investigating my brother's case anymore, and I'm not understanding it.
Is your brother's case still open or closed?
They haven't said anything else. I've been calling people and everything, and no one is telling me anything.
No one's telling you anything. All right, so is the chief of police, Albert, is he resigning or is he on administrative leave?
Right now he's on administrative leave, but they say he's going to resign, so they investigate.
Okay, but he has not resigned as of yet.
No, he's on paid leave.
All right, so what are you doing?
Trying to see where this is going to go, trying to see if my brother's case closed, won't nobody talk to me or anything, so, you know, and everything, I still haven't got paperwork on my brother Wachowski. I haven't got anything about his death, but I received paperwork from DHR stating that the mother of his child shot and killed him. And DHR tells me their paperwork ain't always right. And also, you know, when you dealing with people, information, shouldn't nobody else be able to get that information. I received somebody else's information in the process of trying to figure out what's going on with my niece. And I contacted them, and they told me just throw the paper away. I didn't do that. Because there's somebody else's life on earth. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, why would you send me someone else's paperwork?
Okay. So basically what you're trying to do, is my understanding, is see if the case is closed.
Yes.
See if they're still investigating.
Yes. So he told me it's supposed to go to the grand jury. I call the district attorney, and they knew nothing about that. Now, the police, the chief, the captain of the police department told me it's supposed to go to the grand jury. That case didn't reach the grand jury. I think my brother's case is just sitting up there in a shell, you know, where it's just sitting there, and it's not being worked on.
All right. So you don't believe your case done at all?
No, I don't. No, not from the way I've been treated. They let the mother stay in the house to clean up the evidence. That's right there is a red flag. Because I do know that they hire people to come in and clean up after they get the evidence that they need. You know what I'm saying?
The crime scene?
Yes, the crime scene. But they let her stay in their house, and I'm not understanding it. And I won't answer, and I'm not getting them. This is going on 2 years, and I still haven't heard anything from these people.
And you have not heard from your niece?
No, and I have the right to know what took place and what happened to my brother. That's my due process of law. I have the right to know that. I can't even rest because I don't know what happened to my brother. I'm hearing first he had a heart attack. Then I get paperwork saying he was shot and killed by the baby's mother.
Do you know what autopsy says?
They saying that he had a heart attack, but they didn't get me no autopsy. I'm the one who quit the autopsy because I didn't believe what they said. I couldn't believe it because I just had talked to my brother, and he was perfectly fine. And he ain't never had no heart problems. So I couldn't believe what I was hearing. So, yes, I asked him to do an autopsy.
Montgomery, Alabama is still the South.
Yes, it is, pretty much. And there's so much going on up there, and I don't believe there ain't nobody trying to investigate the state of Alabama. I just don't believe it. People coming up missing, people coming up dead, you know, black people. And there's nothing being done. And then you get these same black people that claim they are for you, like the NAACP, which told me that the dead bury the dead. I couldn't believe that they would tell me such thing, and I just had lost my brother. And the mayor down there also, who I got in contact with, told me they don't want to have nothing to do with it. That's a criminal case. They don't want to have nothing to do with it. And to seek me an attorney. But ain't you over the police department? You know, all I was asking them to do is to investigate.
And they would not investigate.
And they would not investigate.
Have they questioned her?
No.
The one that killed your brother.
They say they questioned her, but I don't believe that.
She's a white woman.
She's a white woman.
Deep South.
Yeah.
That was a pitchfork branded on me.
Yes, it was.
On his body, okay.
And then on top of that, when they sent his body down here, he hasn't been leaking vomit fluid because he had an odor on him. And then on top of that, he had flies and nests flying around. We had to hurry up and have this room.
Lord have mercy.
And then I called both of the funeral home. It's like they point fingers at each other. You know, who made him up? The funeral home down here, Clark and Son funeral home in Missouri, saying that Ross funeral home up in Alabama made him up.
Can't even sue the funeral home.
Huh? Yeah.
Can't even sue the funeral home, can you?
I don't know what I can do. It's like, don't nobody wants to come up against the state of Alabama. For lawyers, you know,
the funeral home. If you have pictures of that and documentation, that you might pursue the funeral home.
Yeah, I got pictures of his body, you know, but now because he wouldn't let me see his body until we had the funeral.
I've known people to sue the funeral home when they're missing body parts and things like that.
Yeah, because they told me, I asked where was his organ. His organs went in that casket.
I've known people to sue the funeral home when they're missing organs.
Okay.
But you have to diligently work at getting an attorney to sue the funeral home.
Okay.
You'd have to call attorneys. And the kind of attorneys you'd have to call would be, I hate to say this, attorneys like I already referred you to.
Yeah, but he won't even call me back.
I'm talking about like him.
Oh, okay.
Attorneys like, you know, civil rights attorneys.
Okay.
You would have to Google it. You have to go on your phone or computer and Google attorneys who sue funeral homes
okay. In
Alabama.
Okay.
Some body parts.
Okay, I'm going to do that.
You make a good attorney where you live at.
Okay.
Just Google it. Just type it in. Search in. Because I don't know any attorneys who do that, but you might possibly consider a funeral home. That's my only advice. I'm not an attorney. I'm not a police officer. I have no attorney's degree, no PhD, or nothing like that. But you might possibly, even though it's been 2 years, sue the funeral home for his missing body part.
Okay.
Is there anything else you'd like to talk about, Ms. Rhonda Fraser?
Nothing else. I just need to get that out there.
And she's searching for an attorney, everyone.
Yes, I'm searching for an attorney, you know. She
is.
God sent somebody my way, because I've been sitting up here asking people to help me, and they say they're going to help me again. When it's time to help me, it's just like they turn their back and shut the door on me, you know. So, and I want every black person to know that none of us is not extinct from getting killed by the hands of them. You know, in different, you know, different ways, get lynched by them or anything. You know,
the pitchfork is what got me.
Yeah.
On his body, bring it into his body.
They still let you know the Klan is still going on. They ain't never been shut down. And I ain't understanding that either. If you want to make America great again, start knocking down these monuments that don't mean us no good. That ain't about us, because we built it. Our ancestors did. So you want to change, you know, these laws that's against us. That ain't working for us.
Well, they're not going to do that.
God got his hands in it. They'll do it. Pharaoh had his hoarding too, remember? Pharaoh had his hoarding too, remember?
Yes, sir.
So, you know, that's who I look up to help me with everything I need help with him. God. And I just stay prayerful, just keep praying about my situation. Keep praying that, you know, it would get better.
Yes, and it would get better.
Yeah, and then I'm praying for my niece. I haven't seen her. I don't know what's going on with her. They won't let me talk to her. It's sad. These are people with too much control.
You would have to try to get custody of the child.
Yeah, I tried to. And they played me. And I paid my money. And they played me. You know what I'm saying? And still gave her to her alleged sister that ain't never had nothing to do with these kids because they're biracial kids.
Do you think they've been abused?
I don't know. I can't really say that. I wouldn't just, you know, I haven't seen them.
Okay. Well, basically, the advice that I can give you is try to sue the funeral home, but you're going to have to try. You're going to have to find an attorney.
Okay.
Let them know that his body parts is missing. But first, the police, I don't know if you can. I don't even know if you're going for certain that you're going to get justice for your brother, except maybe the funeral home.
Okay.
You have
all
to
right.
call 12 attorneys at least.
All right, I will. I'm going to get on top of that for some of today and call more.
Yeah, about directors about the handling of bodies. I don't know what's that called. The handling of dead bodies and body parts for it. It's a special attorney for it, though.
Okay.
Yeah. But what else is going on? Did you ever get that lady off your case?
No, she still worked there. That's another issue. With mental health. She still worked at mental health. And so I goes to my appointment, and she come out and look at me and start smiling at me, like, okay, I'm still hurt. You know what I'm saying? But she did it to some more black people. That's why I understand how she able to still work there. I ain't understanding it. Don't you color her skin.
You might go to the funeral home. If they had a cremated in them, missing body parts.
No, he ain't been cremated. No, he wasn't cremated.
But you might go to the funeral home. The director of the funeral home itself is privately owned. That is not.
All right.
Yeah, I text you something. I see that you can.
Oh, you say well.
I text you something.
Let me see.
Yeah, so basically you're just worried.
Okay, I got it.
You're just worried, and if you worry like that, if you worry like that, you're gonna make yourself sick.
Yeah.
If you stop worrying.
Yeah, I mean. I tried to stop worrying, but because it's like I'm not getting nowhere, and I have done all these resources and everything, and it's like every time I get one step up, they knock me down two more steps.
Well, I sent you some numbers.
Okay.
One number.
All right.
So she's still doing black people like that. She's not going to stop. She's getting worse.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. She's not my doctor no more because I'm not going to deal with her. I already told her that. No, baby, I'm not going to deal with her. Because she almost made me snap out on her. What she said, because then she wouldn't let me see the paper, you know. Wouldn't let me see who wrote this. If this is my fault, why I can't see who wrote it?
Yeah, black people go through a whole lot. She's abusing the clients, and they keep worrying.
Yeah, and she knows she's doing. She's using her being a therapist poet, you know, to do what she want to do. And it's wrong.
But you have to go to the medical board and make complaints if you want to change anything.
Okay. I already been in contact with them because of what a doctor did to me in 1990. He tied my toes against my will. Didn't ask me. I didn't sign no paper, none of that.
You would have to make a complaint to the medical board.
Yeah, I know. I read it before.
Did anything happen about them tying your toes?
Nope, nothing didn't happen. They told me the statute of limitations. There should be no statute of limitations.
Well, if the statute of limitation runs out on this, go ahead and make your medical board complaint.
Yeah, but there should never be no statute of limitation when somebody do a surgery on you that you didn't sign for.
Take back your power, Ms. Fraser. Take back your power, Ms. Fraser.
Yes, ma'am.
Take it back.
Yes, ma'am. Yeah, because they've been getting away with all types of stuff. These people been doing stuff to me, and I know that, you know,
stand up for yourself, not just for your brother, but stand up for yourself, too. God got your back.
Yes, ma'am.
Got your back.
I know he do.
Yeah,
so
yes.
I didn't do all these problems, but I'm still standing.
You still standing. Yes, you are.
That's by the grace of the Most High God.
Grace for the Most High God.
Yes, ma'am. And still, then I got so many. When he gets through with me, he gonna give me a whole bunch of testimonies.
Yes, he is. You gonna have a whole bunch of testimonies.
I already know. I feel it. I know he is. Yep. I'm the one to sit up there with these testimonies and tell people what I've been through. I might not look like what I've been through, but I've been through it.
Yeah, a lot of black people have, and you know, when you stand up for yourself, you feel better.
Yeah, you do. It takes a load off you, you know.
You call it a medical board, and you call that number I got you. If they don't take it, call some more.
Okay, I will.
Attorney.
Okay, I will.
God bless you, and I hope you get justice for your brother, but don't you get sick.
I won't. Thank you so much.
All right, thank you, Ms. Fraser.
Okay.
No. Hi, everyone. You've been listening to Show Talk with Angela Butler. I haven't done an interview a little bit now. That's Ms. Rhonda Fraser. Mr. Fraser, her brother, she believes was murdered. And she believes Montgomery, Alabama is not doing anything about it. They won't talk to her. They won't give her any paperwork. They won't do anything. She's been down to Montgomery, Alabama. Montgomery, Alabama does have a black chief of police and a black mayor. But they're black. So they're limited in what they can do. And there's a white woman involved. So, you know, they may be scared themselves because the woman is white and the Ku Klux Klan is so active in the South. All right, everyone. Thank you for listening to Show Talk with Angela Butler. Ms. Rhonda Fraser will be back on for an interview when she gets ready to. All right, everyone. Thank you.